And this is the problem with having a Tesla. I have two Teslas, one white, one red. But I'm at a gym and I open, which I think is my car. It's a person in it. And I scared, like, it was like, and I was like, he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I started speaking Korean and I don't even know it. I was like, no.
You were like, I don't speak English. I don't know.
And he was like, what the fuck?
Like drop a diss track.
Everybody's dropping diss tracks. Everybody's dropping diss tracks. Have you heard the Drake new one with Tupac?
That's literally what I brought today.
Oh, let's talk about it.
What?
Drake released a diss track with AI of Tupac and Snoop. Talk about it, Dean.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this all came with like the Kendrick Lamar did that verse on a Future album.
Okay.
And in this verse, he didn't drop any names, but he totally ousted J. Cole, Drake, and J. Cole responded with a song. What's it called? Let me see. Find it. 7 Minute Drill, it's called, by J. Cole. And very quickly, he took it down.
He took it down and then apologized.
That's such basic bitch shit.
He's like, this isn't like me. This doesn't represent Dreamville, you know, which is his label.
Okay.
Then Drake responded. Drake released a song called Push Ups. Then the same day, he released a song not on major platforms with,
You're not good at this fact thing, Dean. You need to work on getting your facts right.
I do. But he released the second song. He released a second song on YouTube off major platforms. And this song is just AI, Tupac, AI, Snoop Dogg, just rapping about the whole game.
It's so dumb because first of all, I don't think any of the raps are that great.
No.
Because it's not like when Ice Cube made Vaseline back in the, you remember, you're too young.
Probably not alive.
Have you ever heard the diss track No Vaseline by Ice Cube?
Tell us about Vaseline,
Cube?
No. Michael.
Oh, I'll tell you about Vaseline, girl.
Was it on an 8-track?
No. CD, tape, thank you very much.
Love that.
NWA, Ice Cube was part of NWA.
Yes.
And he separated from them. Mm. And then he made a diss track about all of NWA, which was the biggest rap group at the time.
Yeah.
You're talking about Eazy-E, Ren, Dr. Dre, Yella Boy, everybody was on it. And so he did a diss track on him, and it's the best diss track ever made. It's called No Vaseline by Ice Cube. He literally goes through every person, and not this drama thing where I'm going to make a song and not say their names, which is so weak.
Oh,
that's
God.
Like some total high school BS. Well, making a diss track. Now, Ice Cube, he said everybody's name. He went in. It's the best
diss
track.
He's like, roll the tapes.
No, for real. Yeah. Like, he even used their beats. You know, like, it was amazing. It was amazing.
I feel like Taylor should have listened to that.
Speaking of, Taylor Made Freestyle is what it's called.
It's called Taylor Made Freestyle. Okay. That was the diss track, right?
So that's the diss track. So there's two of them. The first one's Push Ups. Second one, Taylor Made Freestyle.
Now, I did like Drake making fun of, Drake making fun of Kendrick being on a Maroon 5 song and Taylor Swift song. That was funny.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm happy we're in the diss track era again.
Are you really?
I really am. Everyone's been getting soft. Like, I've like stopped listening to rap. I'm like, let's bring it. I'm here for it.
But you haven't heard any of these diss tracks.
I haven't heard those. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm authentic.
Because you have a job at Magic Mike.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Caprio.
Look at you.
Jacqueline Marfuji. Okay.
But I somehow have been. Wow. Yeah, it is. Who said that? Oh, we're going there. I somehow managed to listen to like Beyonce's whole album and Taylor Swift's whole album on repeat. Like, I am a busy woman.
Taylor Swift is getting a lot of bad slack. They're saying the album's not. I haven't listened to it, so I don't know.
You would absolutely hate it, Michael.
From what I understand.
Don't come at me, Swifties. I'm a Swifter. I'm not a Swiftie. I'm like kind of there.
You're an older version.
Yeah.
Swiftie is the young version of Swifter.
I'm picking up like the scraps from all the like. Taylor Tots.
So would you Taylor Tots? That's a good name.
I know.
You just made that up or you heard it?
I wish. Yeah. That's what they're calling the young kids.
Taylor that, like, Tots?
Taylor Tots.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know that album just like was the fastest album to ever reach a billion streams. the new Taylor Swift.
Of course it is. Yeah, I'm not shocked. She is the, look, people like to compare Beyonce to Taylor Swift. It's not close. Like, no. I'm not talking about talent. No. I am just talking about straight
reach.
Yeah. Superstardom. Yeah. Taylor Swift is that person right
Everything.
Now.
Like,
she is Michael Jackson. Female. I'm not saying talent. I'm saying Michael Jackson of today in fame and popularity. You
might
know,
be bigger.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you see that? He was like, Jacqueline, no.
Because here's the difference.
Okay.
With Michael Jackson, you had to actually get in your car, go to an album store, and get it. Mm-hmm. Like, that took a lot more work than punching a button and hitting play.
I'll give that to you, Michael.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And this dude, so Michael Jackson... Hold on, I gotta find out.
Hang like Taylor that. Swift is so famous.
How many albums has Michael Jackson sold?
He probably has a lot more though. Jackson is one of the best-selling music artists in history
with over 400 million records sold. 400 million records.
Records. Okay. Records. Can we look up Taylor?
Yes, and also, we'll do it right now. Well,
how
I'll ask it.
Does your series how many sound albums, like a Spice Girl?
How many albums has Taylor Swift sold?
$114 million album units worldwide.
Okay. Michael Jackson, 400 million.
All right, give her
Taylor Swift, 100. But Michael Jackson didn't release 10 albums either. How many albums did Michael Jackson release? Michael
Jackson released 10 studio
albums. 10. So they're at the same point, and he has close to 300 million more albums
and
sold.
And people had to like. Leave the house.
Leave
and,
the
like,
house.
Go buy
go
something.
Go get it. Can you imagine back in the day if all you had to do was hit play for a Michael Jackson song or album? It'd be ridiculous.
Everywhere. Oh, my God.
It'd be, just think if Michael Jackson had Instagram. He would be at like a billion
That's
followers.
True. Yeah. I feel like we should challenge Taylor Swift now, though. I feel like she's always up for a challenge. Like, get to 400 million by next week.
Million,
and she will.
400 million albums.
Yeah.
Not streams.
Right. And a record. I
feel like
think
she could make that happen.
No, because nobody's buying records today because they're just streaming
yes,
the songs.
Yes, they are. Her vinyl. Her vinyls, TTD vinyl.
But record sales and album sales are different. Yeah.
But they're not buying 400 million of them.
Well, if Taylor asked them to, they would.
Oh my God.
Yes, they would.
Just Taylor would just be like, can you guys just buy a second
Can you do
copy?
Me a favor and like donate the money to charity? Or to like a Skims charity?
I like her, man. To a Kim Kardashian charity? Yeah. That
have you talked to your best friend, Chloe,
I'm
about this situation?
I'm not friends with those girls anymore, man.
That's not your vibe.
Hold on. Look at this. I'm going to show you this. Look at that. I found it.
Oh my God, Michael!
Me and Tay Tay, 2008. Tay
Tay, you show the camera.
I don't know if you can see that. No, we'll. I'll send You'll this photo. And we'll put it in. But that's me and Tay Tay right
you
there.
You guys are babies.
It looks like we're kind of dating there. Doesn't
it really it? Does.
Yeah. Oh, but she's
giving
probably,
Claire vibes.
Jersey Shore.
No, she's not. Claire's the best thing in the world.
Yes, she is. Where's more Claire content? That's
more
what I
Claire
live for.
More Claire content. We need. My wife kind of backed off of the content. She's getting stopped everywhere. Oh. And then people are asking her about Amazon Finds. And she was like, I just do it for fun. Like, they think she's an expert in Amazon Finds.
She is. I love that. Give her a show.
I want to tell you, I almost died the other day.
What? We didn't lead with that story?
I know. No, because you wanted to talk about rap albums. So I almost died. And this is the problem with having a Tesla. I have two Teslas. One white. One red. I know. Stop it.
Champagne problem.
No, this is a real
problem.
It's
a Taylor Swift song.
No. Okay.
Sorry.
So we have a white one and a red one.
Okay.
So I've been driving the white one because I was driving my wife's car. She wanted to drive mine for some reason, whatever. But I'm at a gym and I open, which I think is my car. It's a person in it. And I scared, like, it was like, I was like, he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I started speaking Korean and I don't even know it. I was like, no.
You were like, I don't speak English. I don't know.
And he was like, what the? So we're both like, what the? I'm like, what the? And man, like literally, though, I think if he had a gun, he could have shot me and he would have been right.
Yeah.
It looked like I was trying to carjack
him. Take his car.
No, and he had the door. I just opened the door and we were both like,
Tesla problems.
Oh my God. That's the only, and my wife always wants me to get ours wrapped so they look different. And I've never been for it because then people know who you are. Like your neighbors and stuff would be like, oh, because our next door neighbor, they have their cars wrapped. And I see them all over town. I go, I know that's them.
Yeah,
I
know that's them. We know when Paris Hilton's driving. She has her pink wrapped Bentley.
Does she?
Yes.
Ugh. My wife wants a pink Tesla.
Would you ever pink do like a pink Tesla?
Matte black?
Any different
matte black is sexy.
But what I'm saying, like any color, I feel like people, what I like about white and red is they're the normal Tesla colors. So nobody really knows. You black out the window, nobody knows. And I'm not saying people follow me. I just don't like people knowing it's me.
Yeah. Right.
Does that make sense?
Because you're famous.
No, I'm not famous. Wait,
when you drive the red one compared to the white one, like, do you feel like more aggressive?
No, because they're both white on the inside. Oh. Like, because I'm not driving on the outside of the car, Jacqueline.
But they say like red cars get pulled over more than any other car. Do
that's
you find
actually
that?
False. That's actually
yeah,
false.
The car insurance mm-hmm. is supposedly
no, that's
high.
Actually false.
It's all wow.
Hey, what car gets pulled over most by the cops?
Oh my God.
It doesn't say. Five car models, Kia attributes to police scanning. Oh, color.
That's gotta be because of the Kia boys. Have you heard of that?
No.
The what?
The Kia boys? You never heard of the Kia boys?
Who are the Kia boys? Is that a rap group?
No, no, no. It's like.
Is it like the Montana boys? Are they dating Kristen Cavallari?
Famous for stealing Kias and like taking like a lot of Kias all over the place. They're like a really, it's like a big deal too. Like if you own a Kia or a Hyundai. Like or Hyundai or however you say that name. Like I don't know. It's
just say Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Oh, is it like a Hyundai?
I don't know.
It's just talking about
so many times.
Hey, you know what's up, dude? We're just hanging out in this Hyundai.
Hyundai. Wow. Is that how the Kia boys say it?
I swear. No, I don't know.
That's
if it's
wild.
Something to do with the type
okay,
of car.
Okay. Okay. I've been reading while y'all. Are red cars more expensive to insure? No. That's just
a myth. It's a myth.
That See, that's head. Why we don't yeah. say false
We are debunking
stuff.
Myths here. Yes.
That's right. Busted. The myths
On
we
the
just...
Yo show.
The myths we're creating.
Okay.
All right.
I so, love it.
Anyway, I almost died.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Oh my God. It scared me. And another thing you can almost die is Ubers, because you think they're an Uber car, but you're actually a person just on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And you think it's your Uber, you're over and they could shoot you. Like I'm petrified
wow.
of accidentally opening a wrong car. And now I gotta do something. I had an idea of maybe putting a sticker on the side of the car.
But what if you're not on like the right side?
No, you put on both sides, Jacqueline. Oh my gosh.
That's... I think you need like a theme song that you put on your clicker in your car, like,
but
like
what a
sings
Tesla...
to you.
No, with a Tesla, you just walk out and it opens. That's
Can
the
you
problem.
Tell I don't have a Tesla? Will you
yes.
find me a Tesla?
I love Tesla.
He loves
favorite.
A Tessie.
I love it.
Cool. Really fun to drive.
This why does everybody make everything short? A Tessie.
A Tessie.
A Tess. Oh, you got a Tess? Two Teslas is, oh, you got Tessies?
I only find out about this shit because I work with a bunch of like 25-year-olds at Magic Mike Live.
So have you started talking like them now?
1,000%. I'm like, are we going to Live nightclub tonight in the Tessie?
Have you been to Live?
Not been. They all went this past weekend, but I wasn't
Did
home.
They really?
Yeah, they
the
did.
The Magic Mike dancers?
Yeah, yeah. They go out.
Oh, they should.
They have a good time. They
they're
should.
They're young, right?
Yeah.
Is there any old Magic Mike dancers, like 30 or 40?
There's like maybe one or two, like 33.
They
I would
still
say.
Look good, though, right?
They still, yeah, they look
See,
good.
See, it's not like Hooters where you got that 50-year-old waitress that just stayed way too long.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that with Matt. You get cut.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. No one. You're, like, trying to lap dance people, and they're like,
no, we're good.
We're Unicorn.
Good. Next.
Yeah. On to the next one.
Not good.
Next.
You got to keep it tight.
So, please, if you're out there, getting into people's cars during Uber rides, the wrong car could lead to death. And opening up the wrong Tesla could lead to death because I almost died this weekend.
Check the plates.
Wow. Thoughts and prayers.
And the guy was big, too, because we were at the gym. I mean, but he was...
Wait, do you go to the same gym as me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just there at like 5 a.m.
No, it was like 7.
It was 7. Oh, you're there at night when I'm working.
No, 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning when I'm sleeping. Okay.
Yes.
Different schedules.
Yeah, very different schedules. Very different schedules.
Bed by 9:30 tonight.
Dude, tonight I have a show and I'm going to be in bed. When are you going to do my show? Wednesday night.
Wait, can I do May 20? I think it's the 29th.
Hang on, let me write.
I think I have work off. So whatever yes, that Wednesday on. Is. It's like you're right on. After Memorial Day.
Yes. You're on.
Look at us making moves.
Making moves happen. All right. In the world of pop culture, we've touched on Taylor Swift. We've touched on Drake's diss tracks. We've touched on me almost dying. What else do we need to
cover? Okay, you just mentioned 50-year-olds. Queen Victoria Beckham just had her 50th birthday.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls for you, dude. Did you see how excited he just got?
Spice Girls. No, I look, I get stopped all the time, and this sounds very weird. I get stopped for comedy, but a lot of times because I work on Pop 2K, a station that plays early 2000s
your
music.
Your best work.
It is my best work. Yeah. Sirius XM. And so many people, because it's cool because you get to relive your past, you know, because every song that comes on Pop 2K, you're like, oh, I remember when this happened. I remember like Hoobastank, The Reason. I don't know what I was going through. I never cheated, but I don't know what I was going through at that moment. But that song, every time it comes on, I'm like, yo, it brings out a chord. I mean, there's something about that song
that gets you.
Yeah. And I met the group back in the day and they're so cool. But the way he sang, the pain, he cheated on this woman. And he goes, I gotta get you back. This river. And he goes,
I can't do it. Yeah, Nickelback no, does that for me from your station. I'm always like, this, look, why don't I ever remember this? I should sing this at karaoke.
Why do people hate Nickelback?
They hate them.
Why? I got an explanation. How many albums did Nickelback sell?
As of November 2019, the band has reportedly sold over 50 million
albums. 50 million albums and people hate them.
Wow. Oh, so everyone's secretly listening to Nickelback at home.
Oh, you cannot. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, you cannot not listen to a Nickelback
right?
song. I don't
oh
care
God.
What you say.
This
about
is
Nickel-
how you remind me. Are you? Oh, you're in the car. You could scream that at the top of your lungs. Look it up, Dean. I'm sure you haven't heard it.
No, it's no, it's so good. It's so good. I don't.
It's so
good. This is the explanation I heard off a documentary.
Okay.
Why people hate Nickelback is we just came out of a grunge phase. The what were the groups? Nirvana, you had
Soundgarden,
you had Smashing Pumpkins, all those groups, right? And then a rock group comes out that's pop, top 40.
Yeah, and they were like,
you know, to them they were rock, but once you go pop, but like pop it. Means popular, yeah. Which is so ridiculous. Yep. Anyway, once that group got popular, they weren't cool.
No,
and so it was like, oh, this is P-U-S-S-Y music, rock music, you know.
So punk I love is, it. Yeah. That was such a dad way of saying it. I love it. That's good. You stay on brand.
That's yeah. right.
He's a polite king.
Yes. That should be my next special.
Polite king. Yes.
I'm the polite king.
He's a polite king. Well, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Once they hit TRL as a rock group, like even like Goo Goo Doll, I love them now.
Dude.
They're like a security blanket in the car.
Iris is so good. That song, Iris, where he's just spinning around the clock tower, just back and forth. And I don't know.
Yeah, that was the lamest video ever.
I don't care.
But I love it.
But what movie was it from?
Nicolas Cage. City of Angels?
I don't know.
I'm confusing these. You know what I think, though?
Goo Goo Dolls, Iris. What movie was it from?
Did they do another one?
City of Angels.
They did. It
City
was.
Of
Angels.
Look at that.
That,
look at that
soundtrack was fire.
Yeah.
They had Alanis Morissette. Like,
oh, uninvited.
Again, wow. We're really aging ourselves here.
That's fine.
It's fine.
What's popular to you, Dean?
Yeah.
With me? Oh, man. Coachella is what everybody's talking about right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you go?
What about No Doubt? What about No Doubt? A group from the early 2000s rocking Coachella.
Wait, fun fact. I was in a punk band. yeah, it was called High Risk. We have an album out. It was called Rock Out With Your Cock Out.
Were you
I
the
just
lead
say
singer?
The words. I was like the lead girl. Like,
what's
singer.
That mean?
Okay. Like, I didn't sing every song. I would like feature.
Can you
like,
sing?
I can.
Oh, wow.
I could do a little sing.
Yeah.
But the first song I ever sang with them was No Doubt, I'm Just a Girl on stage in college. Yes. Thank you.
So let me hear some.
I
want to hear. See, this is not a performer. Like,
take this pink ribbon off my eyes.
Oh.
I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise.
Oh, there's a diaphragm. works. You got
that Gwen Stefani sound. I like
it. My favorite clip though was Gwen Stefani. It was like so awkward, but so badass, but like in a weird way. She's asking the Coachella crowd. She's like, "All right, girls, shut up. I want the boys to sing along." And she just made them say, "I'm just a girl," over and over again. What? Yes, and like she kept it going a little too long, where it was like, Okay. We're good.
We're just a girl.
Yeah. We love you, but like half of them are like, "Who are you?" Like, we're 20.
Yeah, right. Stop it.
Yeah, it was wild.
And I'm sure that made the news rounds. It was like, "Look at woke Gwen Stefani." I know. Everything's so political nowadays.
It's wild. Did you ever go to Coachella?
No, I would never go to Coachella.
I really want to go.
That's
still never
one
been.
Life experience I've never done, and I have no desire.
You're
to go.
Good with. I feel like you would have enjoyed. I had a good run. I had a 3-year run.
No.
I went when Jay-Z headlined, when Kanye headlined, and when the Tupac hologram.
No.
you saw the Tupac
hologram? I did. I saw the Tupac hologram.
Were people rocking out to the hologram?
Yeah, we were all on Molly. Like, please. I think I was on Molly.
I think I need to do more drugs. I don't do any drugs.
Huh? Have you done mushroom chocolates?
Mushroom chocolate.
Aren't they legal in Nevada
you
now?
Guys, yes.
Mushrooms? Yeah.
I had my first mushroom chocolate experience.
Okay, tell us all about your mushroom chocolate.
Kids, don't do drugs. It was on New Year's Eve, and I got real confident because I was winning at beer pong. Okay. And so, like, everyone else has, like, done them before. We were in, like, a nice controlled environment, like, house party in Palm Springs.
Okay, ooh.
Yeah, like, I was the youngest person there. Like, it was, like,
so
very
chill.
So
you were feeling fabulous.
Feeling fabulous. All of a sudden, like, the mushroom chocolates come out, and someone went to hand me a little. I was like, fuck it, it's New Year's, I can do this. And then they were handing someone else one. I was like, you know what, I'll take that, too. And just, like, shoved them in my mouth. I was like Veruca Salt from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Because she was like, I'm young, I can do this. I'm the youngest person here.
Cut to like 20 minutes later, I'm sitting on the floor in a bedroom thinking I am surrounded by puppies. And I'm crying. I'm like, they're going to get me.
In 20 minutes.
Literally 20 minutes
That's
later.
Crazy.
All the girls from the party have now formed a circle around me. There was one puppy in the room. There was one dog.
So there was a dog.
There was one.
So let me get this right. You're losing it because you think the puppies are about to kill you.
Yes.
And so now the party has turned into the Jacqueline party where let's get her. So all these girls are around you saying it's going to be okay.
Yes. Like a weird puppy prayer circle. But then we should actually give out chocolates at all of our shows. Then, like an hour later, everything was funny. Could not stop laughing and had like the best night of my life.
So 20 minutes of hell and then it was fun.
Exactly.
So what about that 40 minutes in between? It was coming down from the puppies.
It was so scary.
How long did it last?
I would say it lasted about 2 hours.
So if you only took one, it would have been an hour.
Yeah.
But then you would have had 20 minutes of puppy madness.
Yeah.
So then it's only 40 minutes of fun.
Yeah, no, this was great.
Or do you think if you would have done one, you wouldn't have had the puppies trying to kill you?
I don't know. Should we do it again?
No.
There's too many independent variables.
You know why I'm scared? It's scary. You don't know what people put in that stuff.
Absolutely not.
We've lost a lot of comedians because they thought they were doing one thing but found out it was other things.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it has to be from someone you really know and trust that gives you that stuff.
Yeah.
This was someone, he's like one of the like biggest fish fans and goes to like all of the fish.
Oh, did he go to the Sphere?
Oh yeah, Tommy, my main squeeze.
Does your man like fish?
He loves champions.
I've never heard of fish.
I mean.
Like the group?
Yeah. Have you?
I've heard of them, but they're usually, they're like a psychedelic fan base,
yeah,
right?
It's insane though. Like literally when we first started dating, I was like, I'm going to buy him fish tickets to Madison Square Garden because I'm a cool girl. And I went with him and literally 2 hours into the show, I was like, are they going to play more than one song? Like, that was it. And then they were like, okay, great. And I was like, oh, it's done. They're like, no, this is intermission. I was like, there's intermission.
My gosh.
And I was like, you can go by yourself from now on. I'm good.
Yeah. So you didn't go to the
I've never. No, I
did you go to U2 at the Sphere?
No, I went to the movie, the Darren Aronofsky
movie.
It's so good. You have to go.
It's like $100 and something.
You got to bring the kids. It's so worth it. I kid you not. We got it from my parents for Christmas when they were in town. And literally it starts and you're like, oh, because you think, oh, I don't want to ruin it. But it's incredible. Like crying, laughing. It's beautiful. You got to go.
This is the postcard from Earth?
Yeah, bring the kids.
You cried?
I cried. I know. Oh, Tommy swears. You have to go because Tommy swears. There's all these oranges at one scene and he's like... Wow, they sprayed orange perfume in the air. And I was like, no, there's a dude drinking Fanta next to you.
This is a 4D experience.
We need to know if you smell oranges at that point.
Report on the oranges for us.
Please do.
So now you're doing Magic Mike. What else are you getting into?
I have a comic book coming out.
What?
I know. Do you want to see?
Yes. What are you, a superhero?
I apparently. So I used to do like Comic-Con shows and doing my first.
Were you the one that dresses up?
I was, yeah. Okay. I worked for Zenoscope Entertainment, Grim Fairy Tales. So they did all these like heightened, like sexy versions of like fairy tales.
Okay.
So I was like Goldilocks and like Snow White, but like sexy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. So I did that a while ago. Okay. And I met one of the owners of the company through, we were in Tony and Tina's wedding together in Atlantic City. So we met doing
Tony
that.
Tony and Tina.
Yeah, Tony and Tina. It was my first acting job. wow. Come a long way. Anyway, he reached out to me because we had written, when I did Sopranos Con, the Sopranos. They had asked me to like do stand up, but also they wanted me to play Dre De Matteo's character in like a sketch. So we wrote a few like spec sketches as if like Adriana and Christopha like still lived and like had a kid together. So cut to, this is now like 8 years later. He's like, hey, guess what? We're going to produce the comic book of the like script that we wrote. So I could show you. This
Oh, that's cool. Let
so
me see.
We're doing, basically it's like if Adriana and Christopha had a baby. So that's like,
oh,
the
that's
artwork.
Cool.
And so, yeah.
Cool. We'll put that. Yeah. Well, we don't want to put it up yet. We don't want to.
Yeah,
put
I'll give
it
when I come back next time. There so, yeah, go. That's coming out soon.
That's cool.
Exciting.
Congrats.
Thank you. And yeah, I've just been, our girl Dana Patrick just shot new headshots for me. So I've been auditioning a lot more.
I love Dana Patrick.
Can we say hi, Dana? Where do we look? Hi, Dana.
Dana is the best headshot.
She's the best
person in the world. She's in Los Angeles. I absolutely love her.
She's obsessed with you.
Can you not be? How can you not be? Let's be honest. Let's be honest. What's up, Dana Patrick?
What's up, girl? Yeah, I keep trying to get her to come here.
Well, I think I want to get her to come here and shoot our family stuff, me stuff, wife. But also, my wife's part of an agency. And they were like, if Dana comes here... She was like, I just need 10 clients to shoot when I come out. I go, oh, that's no problem.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
We can make that happen. Right, I have had nonstop auditions. Because of it? Yeah. Like, we put those pictures up, and now all of a sudden, it's like...
Are you doing local or in L.A.?
L.A.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't have any local stuff. I need help with local stuff.
Yeah? There's a lot of local... My wife gets booked all the time.
Oh, yeah. Look at your wife. She's Barbie doll.
She is.
Barbie doll. Speaking of Barbie, are we going to go see The Fall Guy? I am obsessed with Ryan Gosling right now.
The Fall Guy? What's that?
Oh, my God. It's Ryan Gosling's new movie with Emily Blunt.
I love Emily Blunt.
Love. So they're on like a whole press tour right now, and it's all about like stunt guys. And they're still like going after each other with the Barbenheimer stuff. Did you see him host SNL?
Yes.
It was so good.
Dude, the Beavis and Butthead thing was absolutely amazing.
It was so good.
That episode was the first time I saw SNL and go, this is the way it should be all the time.
All the time.
Like, it was so funny from start to end. Every sketch nailed it. And there was plenty of, you know what I like to the old school SNL people, if you broke, and what broke means if you laughed during a sketch.
Yeah.
It was frowned upon. You weren't professional. But to me, I think that makes it even funnier. It makes it real. It makes it funny. It makes it fun to watch.
Well, you can tell when they're having fun with each other. And it's like that with stand-up. It's like that in our show with Magic Mike. Some weird shit happens on stage sometimes where I like spit in their faces by accident. And we start laughing. Like... You gotta come see the show.
I spit in his face, but he was like, ah.
No, but like, it's the audience is having fun if they can tell you're having fun.
Who's the sexiest dancer to you?
Channing Tatum, my boss.
Out of your show.
Me, I'm the sexiest one. Do you know that had to tell me?
You see how PC she is because she's married? I wouldn't answer that question either. I was seeing if she would, though.
Right? I was good. I handled that well.
Deflect. Yeah. Deflect.
Yeah. It's all good. I mean, they're all sexy in their own way.
Are there any other women in your show besides you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's why you have to come. We have like aerialists. No, and like there's a whole water dance scene that's wild and sexy, and it's just beautiful.
Oh.
Look at me. Just selling the shit out of
she's
it.
She's just getting hot over here.
It's
for
so good.
Magic Mike.
Yeah, no. But, speaking of shows, I feel like we need a Spice Girls residency here.
At the Sphere.
Right?
The only time, let me tell you, I got 4 shows I will go see. And I start writing stuff down because I notice I do better in podcasts when I write stuff down. Yeah. 4 shows. Because I'll just talk and then forget about what I just said.
No.
4 shows. First show, NSYNC. At the Sphere, I would do that.
As a Britney fan, that's a tough one. I love Lance.
Did you read the book?
I did read the book.
The book, man. You know what? I understand why she's like she is now.
1,000%.
Her parents are horrible people.
Awful.
Justin making that video when he's the one that... Now, we're saying if what Britney says is all true.
Yeah.
Justin basically uses that to get out of the relationship, makes it about her and how she broke... Like, she cheated when he wanted out anyway.
And then he was cheating on her.
And then when you go back and watch Cry Me a River, I think that's the song, where he has sex in her bed or something like that. Like, that video is ruthless. When you watch it back now,
savage.
You're like, yo, savage.
Talk about diss track.
But NSYNC, that's a diss track.
That's a diss track.
BSB, Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Oh, it's so fun.
I would love to see Bruno Mars there, even though I've seen him many times. But in that, I would love to see. Here's the thing I notice about the Sphere, and I haven't been there. I've been watching. I look at videos from the shows. It almost just is a soundtrack. Because you're just paying attention to all this stuff going on. Right. You're really not even paying attention to
the band.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a soundtrack in the room, you know?
I don't know.
Bruno Mars for you?
No, I love him. Are you kidding? We have to go to Pinky Ring. That should be a date night.
Pinky Ring. That's Bruno Mars'
That's
new
his
restaurant.
New place.
He has a restaurant?
It's like a lounge club with
so
a band.
I was looking at...
Phones allowed.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's crazy because I was... Vegas has so much stuff going on.
So much.
I have friends that come in to perform all the time. And I'm like, I didn't even know they were in town because it's just everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
Like Bobby Lee and somebody else.
Santino? Are they here together?
They performed 2 nights ago.
Oh, shoot.
And I'm like, dude.
Whoopsie.
I've never met Santino. He's funny as hell and he's a great actor, but I've never met him. But
I love Santino.
It's like people come in and out and I'm like, oh, man, I would have loved to have gone to that show to watch. And then it's just so normal here. It's like seeing Bill Burr or Dave Chappelle or somebody like that in L.A., doing a set. It's just so normal.
Yeah, like they pop up every night.
Yeah,
like, and it's like whatevs.
Yeah. So my 4th one.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Beyonce.
No.
Because I think she's going to be the next person there. I do.
I don't think I would pay that much money to see Beyonce.
I saw her at Allegiant. It was great. I don't think I'd want to see the Sphere. Actually, no. Give me free tickets, Beyonce.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want to go, or like I'm not want to see Taylor Swift either. I would see. I want energy. I know Beyonce has energy, but I want. Yeah. I don't know. It has to be early 2000s. I don't know who else. I got 3. The only other one that popped into my head because Drake. I would see Drake there because Drake would bring every rapper. Because I love. Have you ever been to a Drake concert?
I have not,
dude. It is straight 2 hours of bangers. They're all hits.
Really?
Like monster hits. You're surprised how many hits he has. It's so big.
See, I haven't seen Usher here. And after seeing the Super Bowl, I'm like, you saw it 3 times?
His residency was a lot better. Super Bowl was great, but his residency, talking about like 3,000 people in this small area.
Yeah.
And you can really feel the music. It's incredible. Usher has the best residency I've seen so far.
Shut up.
And I've seen all of them.
You've seen them all?
I've seen them all. I heard, you know whose residency I hear is crushing it right now? Excuse me, Mariah Carey. Oh, no.
Do we need water?
Yes. Did you drink out of it?
I did drink.
No, I don't want Tommy.
If you were dying, I would like.
I don't want Tommy's germs in my mouth. I don't want Tommy in my mouth.
My girl, me neither. God. My girl Sarah Mitchell's dancing with Christina Aguilera right now at Voltaire.
It starts too late.
Wow. It's too late. I know, but it's supposed to be really like cool and sexy and intimate there.
Yeah, I don't. Nah.
Where do you want them to start? 3 o'clock? That would be good, actually.
My dream, My dream is to get so big in stand up, I can do a noon and 2 o'clock show and be done.
That would be fire.
Sunday, noon to leave.
Yeah.
Be home by 6 o'clock.
Why don't you try to do that?
What? Well, when I get bigger, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, people.
I love
it. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Anything else before we go, Jack? How long have we been going, Dean? 34 minutes?
I wanted to ask Michael, like AI wise.
Yes.
You know how they're using AI in all kinds of songs, Drake, Tupac, et cetera.
Supposed to be doing George Carlin. You hear about that?
No.
George Carlin's going to release, his family doesn't want it, but the people that have the rights to it or something to want to do an AI album. And I see that happening next. It's not going to be accepted, I don't think, because stand-up comedy is different from a song.
Yeah,
stand-up, I mean, there's a lot of intricacies.
Way different.
Yeah, AI could scan every George Carlin thing he said and every thought he said, but you won't be able to put it together unless a person was involved too of helping write it.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I was talking to, I forgot what comic, like 3 years ago, he goes, when do you think Vegas is going to have his first residency with a comic that's dead? And I go, never. And now AI is here.
It's like, definitely going to happen. I could see that happening.
Yeah. It would be Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and
that should be your fifth for this fear.
Oh, yeah. Richard Pryor, AI. I'm going to put Richard Pryor AI.
Yes.
I was going to see that.
Like the thing that, like, Suge Knight commented about how using AI to speak on behalf of Tupac or et cetera is kind of like disrespectful to the whole hip hop culture and the West Coast and all that. So, like, if they were to do that from the angle of comedy, like, how would
be
you
so
feel
disrespectful.
If there was like a robotic
Well, just think.
Robotic
You know what's great about life to me is you enjoy it while it's here and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's just like a person. Mm-hmm. You enjoy everything they give you. You remember everything they give you. But when they're gone, you can always go back and look at pictures. You can look back at videos of what they've done. But they're done. The mission is over. It should not be duplicated or AI'd. Right. It's done. It's done. And that's I think that's the greatest thing about life is you leave a legacy and hopefully that legacy touched a lot of people and, you know, they'll go back and look on it, not be like, oh, we need more of it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what makes you like legendary.
Yeah.
Like you can't get it anymore.
Right. But you know what? Also legendary. And this is out of the end. Legendary is what you make within people that love you. You know what I mean? Like
it's gotta be.
And that was my fear of being a father is, you know, I fly all, I don't ever want anything to happen to me without my kids not knowing I love them.
Mm-hmm.
My son at 3 or 4, they might not understand it, but now my son gets it. So it makes me feel bad. My daughter is just starting to get it. So now I'm good.
Do they like Taylor Swift? Are they listening?
Yes. My son doesn't. My daughter does.
It's wild.
But my daughter, oh my gosh, she is a princess.
Oh, yeah. As she should be.
Like.
How are you going to deal with this? It's just going to like get worse and worse.
It's only going to get worse.
It's a lot.
But I think it's going to be worse on my wife than me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We're awful to our moms.
Yeah. Horrible.
Awful. Eventually, they'll be best friends, but.
Our learning curve.
Man, I already see it.
Yeah.
It's like, this girl is a princess.
Total diva.
Okay.
Total diva.
I mean, she's stunning and she's the youngest too.
And she knows how to manipulate, play mind games already.
Already, man.
Already. Oh, she knows how to make my son angry and by just like she'll just grab one and just be like.
Does she play the mom and dad, put them against each other?
She loves to manipulate her brother. And her mom.
I used to manipulate my dad. Like, I would kind of turn him against mom.
I was a little victim of that. That's why I say I'm like low-key. Like, when I know my mom had my side more than my dad, I'd be like,
Well, I think that's the whole role. Like, you got to have, one kid has to have one parent thing. Like, right now, both kids think my wife has their back because she's
mom.
Mom. And,
right.
She's
not, right.
And I'm touch. The, like, rule guy. You know, it's like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah. You are? You're the rule guy?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look at me.
Yes, you are.
Look at me. I'm the rule guy.
You know what I feel like we're missing out on? I want to know, would you have done the Valley if you were still living?
No.
You wouldn't have done it.
That leads to, you know, I always say, if you're part of a break, if you're part of a reality show, two things are going to happen. Or there's a couple thoughts. Number one, if you're part of a reality show, have something to sell. Like Jax has his restaurant.
Yes.
It's perfect.
And now hair stuff for men. That was the latest episode.
Whatever. Have something to sell if you're going to be a part of a reality show.
Yeah.
Number two, your marriage will end. It will end. Yeah. I think two out of the four I've already divorced.
Jesse and Michelle broken up, which Jesse and I know each other. I'm literally 6 degrees of Bravo right here.
This I know.
But Jesse and Michelle are already separated. They're definitely getting divorced, and Jax and Brittany.
And number three, people get in these shows and forget. They think about the famous side of it, but they don't think how to make a TV show. How to make a TV show is drama. Yeah. So you need to go in. Even if it's faking drama, that's not going to affect your partner in it. You know what I mean? Like, you can be like, babe, you'll talk to your wife before the show. This is the scenario we're going to totally make up. And let me tell you what four, what breaks up the relationship is all the stupid shit you said while they were taping that now they're playing
the
it back.
So
the confessionals.
Well, there's two types of people on the reality shows. Yeah. You're either making the drama or you're the pot stirrer.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's, you got to do something on there.
Or you're in a bad relationship.
Yeah.
And it's going to break up. And people love to watch breakups on reality shows.
Although, like, I love the Ariana Maddox route. Like, she was just on Broadway. Like, that's my dream. Like, go off, queen. Like, she just did Chicago. She has books. Like, she is hosting TV shows.
And the Valley's doing well, right?
Yeah. It's actually good.
Do you like it?
I like it. I'm sorry. I love you, Vanderpump, but they started filming too soon. It's in its flop era. I feel like they're all just like running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Like,
so
it's
the
not
Valley, right. Give me your favorite people on it.
Oh, it's tough because I literally, like, I could show you, like, I've known Jesse. Jesse's like a family friend.
Okay.
So I've known him. That's Jesse who's on the Valley. That's us.
Okay.
So I've known him. Everyone thinks he's like the worst.
Okay.
But he's authentically being himself. So I respect
that.
So
he is the worst in real life. Okay.
Kind of. That's good. I have known Brittany for a while, and I feel for her for like what she's going through. Mm-hmm. And I like that she's standing up for herself finally.
Yeah.
I think Janet and Nia, I feel like I love that she's sharing that she's going through postpartum. Like she's being really honest about it. And I feel like the show, we were like, oh, it's going to be them just like changing diapers and like talking about like parenting. No, like there's so much fucking drama and partying. And then Kristen, like who I've been friends with forever, like again, potster authentically being herself. They're all showing up to work.
Okay.
They are getting their paychecks.
And that's your review of the Valley.
Yes.
You don't even need to watch it now. There it is, right there. All right,
you
would have
been
go.
Good on it, though.
No, yes. I wouldn't, because they would have been like, "Where's Michael? He's sleeping.
He's sleeping.
It's 9 o'clock. He's sleeping." I would have been the worst on that show.
Oh, but you had the Modern Farmhouse; like you'd fit right in.
Oh my God, tell me about it. In Studio City,
they all live right by you.
Oh, I know. All right, check me out at the Netflix Comedy Festival this weekend, Saturday, May 4th. Big deal.
Oh, that's amazing.
Excited about it.
Who are you performing with?
I haven't decided who's going to open up yet. So
I would take off work. No, I can't.
But check me out. May 4th, MichaelYo.com. What do you have going on?
I am just living at the Magic Mike Live Theater.
She lives there.
We're only dark on Tuesdays, so you could see this Monday and then the rest of the days of the week. And then I'll send you the info about the comic book.
Dean, you got some new music out. What's up, bud? Oh,
I've been writing a new album. But right now, my last single is called Like I Want You. So check that one out.
Ooh, like I want you. All right, check out the Yo Show. Like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. And we'll see you next time. Later.